It's called Happy Belly Coffee and Mama Bear. It's among the new private labeled foods you can find at Amazon now. The very latest coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting in New York. Amazon has quietly pushed onto the market its perishable private label foods venture. This enables the online retail giant to test new products with generally higher profit margins. So perhaps soon you'll be putting Happy Baby Coffee or Mama Bear Baby Food into your virtual shopping cart. Let's get the very latest details on this front from Wall Street Journal reporter Greg Bensinger, who joins us on the line from San Francisco. Hi, Greg.
Hi, how are you?
So I guess my first question is, why so quiet? Amazon pushed this forward a little under the radar. Is there any thinking to their way of doing this?
Yeah, I think that lots of things they do are secretive, and this is just fits right in with that that philosophy. But also, I think that they seem to view these products as a way to test out. Test out the market and test out pricing and test out other things. So if they don't make much of a big deal of it, they can put it on there, see if people respond to it in the absolute, not thinking it's an Amazon product or not. And they won't deny it's theirs, but there's no way to know from the website that they have these two food products out there. They just have a brand name and they just have a price. And I think they want people to think these are premium products and specialty products and see how they perform against competitors on the Amazon site.
So in terms of in-house brands, how do brands like these do financially for both manufacturers and retailers generally?
Yeah, often you tend to think of in-house brands as being the low-end Cheerios next to the real Cheerios, and that's often what it is. However, the profit margins tend to be much higher, even though there's a lower price, and that's because they don't spend a lot of money on marketing these. The brand development is less. You know, stick it in a box, make it about as good as the other one, and don't pay for placement, don't pay for television advertising, and you can save a lot there. And so this is a good deal for both retailers and manufacturers. It tends to be so. Amazon is certainly interested in making a buck. Here's a way to do it if they can do this right. And I would note that the coffee, the Happy Belly coffee, which they released, is priced at a premium price. It competes with smaller batch at the price they've set, $10 for 12 ounces. That competes with smaller batch coffee makers. So they're sort of saying, not only can we do this cheaper with the marketing and all that, we're actually going to command a higher price and really, really get margin.
You know, one thing that popped out at me was the coffee brand and selecting coffee specifically. Are they possibly looking to compete with fellow Seattle giant Starbucks?
Sure, I think that's fair to say. They would love to have Starbucks's coffee sales with this new product. But I think premium coffee has sort of a particular connotation, and certainly it appeals to a particular demographic, and that's where Amazon plays well. It is upper middle class people who can afford Prime, which all of these Amazon products are exclusive to, the $99 a year Prime membership. So they want to plant a flag with their sort of core demographic, if you will, people with disposable income, and who will pay for a high end product.
Yeah. What's Amazon's history like with private labels? They do have a history there.
Absolutely. And if you go look up something called Amazon Basics, you'll find this unbelievable array of products. Things like, and these are all their private label, things like bocce ball sets, dog cages, as well as sort of HDMI cables and cell phone cases and batteries. It's this hodgepodge. And they're all priced, they tend to be priced a little cheaper than a competing product. So if you want a decent dog cage, maybe you want an Amazon Basics version. But they also sell linens under a label called Pinzone. And they've experimented with some other things. Interestingly, this year, They came out with several lines of private label clothing, all with sort of designer-sounding names, Lark and Row, and New York style or something like that. So they've been playing around with this for a while. Of course, perishable goods carries its own risks. These are things that you ingest, and if there are problems with manufacturing, if someone were to get sick, God forbid, you'd open yourself up to new problems. So they seem to be tiptoeing into this.
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see how this pans out. Greg Bensinger, thanks as always for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
And that's it for the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.